It would be probably fairly remiss of me to go on about how badly England were doing and then not say something after they win. So to rectify, here we go. Now they it's getting to the point where I am starting to feel like I really do want them to do well. I know that probably sounds dramatically unpatriotic, but there's a fair distance with the England side. I think I don't see it, as a fan, quite see it the same as supporting your club. But those England players, I haven't felt that there's enough quality in that squad. But against Slovenia, they at least had the effort and the drive and a little bit of passion as well. I thought they played very well, good tempo, scored a good goal from, and I was talking to Chris Lakey, and up until that point I was saying how I'd have taken James Milner off because the guy looked completely lost, and we weren't even sure if Jermaine Defoe had actually come off the bench. Maybe he just sort of sat and spent the first 20 minutes with the substitutes because I don't think he had a kick. And of course, one makes the goal and the other one scores it, which and that was enough really in the end, although England should have had two or three, four probably by the end of it, and the nerves set in towards the end. But fantastic game in prospect against Germany now on Sunday. Cannot wait for that. That's probably part of the excitement now that England have done the mundanity of qualifying from the group, which, you know, let's be honest, no one should really get too excited about, because those three sides, they should have been able to comfortably qualify and really should have topped the group. And they've got a tough route now in South Africa, depending on how far they want and are able to go. I think there's still quite a big question mark over that, but at least there's no ignominy in them disappearing without playing a knockout match, which I think would have been a travesty for, however I see it, a group of players that are still more than good enough to have achieved that. So there we go. How exciting. Fantastic. Arguably, could have been overtaken by the world's most ridiculous tennis match, which I can't wait to see finish. Could you imagine if it went into a fourth day? It'd almost be like a test match then, I suppose, like a cricket test match. That would be something else. The one thing that the England match did provide me with was one of the funniest moments I've found in the World Cup, where John Terry, exemplifying the passion and commitment that are cliches for him, to try to get in the way of a shot in the second half by appearing to turn himself into a torpedo and launch himself horizontally at the ball, missing it and flopping and almost bouncing on his chest along the floor afterwards. A great moment. If you buy the EDP today, which is, what day is it today? It's all merging into one. On Thursday, you'll see that is the big image in the England report, because I love that moment so much, I figured it needed to be done.